Hello, everyone. My name is Garrett.
This is Jabin.
And welcome back to Cross Country Comments. We are, again, recording this back-to-back. So we literally stopped recording. I went to get some water, and we started this episode from the one you saw last week.
Yep.
Man, that is weird to say when you record back-to-back, the one you saw last week. Anyway.
That's weird.
A little bit. But we did want to talk about a few things that we... Again, one thing that Jabin and I both ended up watching for the first time about an hour and a half ago. And it's something that Jabin wanted to watch for a long time, but he wanted to watch with me. And then another game thing regarding Marvel that we're not going to harp on in the sense of like, oh, Disney sucks. A little bit. But more in a sense of potential. Wasted potential. So anyway, we will jump right into it. Jabin, if you want to start with the first one, since it was technically your idea.
Yes. Oh my goodness, the Spider-Verse shorts. It was fantastic. we both were excited. We were both kind of scared because we saw Miles' backpack and it had a little pin. I know we both peeped it. But after we saw that,
I actually didn't peep it, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, okay, I did. I was like, oh no, please don't. And then I was like, okay.
I'm about to look this up while you're talking.
I'm not gonna say what it is, but it's a little pin that he had on his backpack. They showed that scene on his backpack on purpose. But other than that, the story was perfect. It kept showing Miles' struggle. And with me, I'm kind of a hypochondriac, so if someone has something, I feel like I have it too, or if I see something, like, I start getting pain in my body. So this was, like, really hard for me to watch, but it was fantastic because I started seeing Miles struggle with being Spider-Man and trying to be Miles at the same time. We finally get something that isn't so happy and easy to go through, because we see Miles.
Is that in the very beginning?
Yeah.
Okay.
We try to see Miles. Yeah, it's after he talks to his dad. He goes into his room.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So it's him battling his anxiety, and I love that they took the horror thriller route. Because that kind of Garrett and I weren't expecting that, and I love that it actually gave him like a little bit of sleep paralysis for a second, like that hand on the chest that got me, like, and then just his anxiety pulling him down, and him trying to like get out of it. It was pretty crazy. It was quick. But it was really crazy, but it makes you really think, like, wow, Miles has so much to go through. And I like that they did it to where they showed the old suit from the first movie to show that this is between, yeah.
Like, this when is it between, zooms in on his back, right?
Yeah, I told you. They tried to make it known. But no, I liked it that they did this that's in between Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse. Because that's something that we don't see, and we got to see a little bit of what Miles had, you know, feels and what's thinking, and how he tries to cope with being Spider-Man. That being Spider-Man isn't fun. That Spider-Man is a really hard thing to be. That it really affects you as a person. That it literally makes you feel like you are alone. Especially with the whole secret identity thing, that makes it so much worse. It was really great. Very short, only 7 minutes, but so much to think about. The animation obviously was top tier. Sony animation is literally, in my opinion, the lead of anything animated. They are winning the game. They're winning the game.
Some animes may disagree with that.
No, I mean in America right now.
Oh, okay, that's like, fair.
like when it comes to movies,
yeah.
And Sony Animation is in the lead.
Yes.
So yeah, Sony Animation in the lead. They're literally beating every single company alive. And they still projected in the short. I love that nobody's voice is different. That was one thing that I was afraid of, because usually when companies, big companies, do like little shorts of lower, like little things that are like connected to the movies, they use different voices and then they kind of just, you know, whatever about it. No, you can see that there was a lot of love put into this and there was a lot of thought that was put into this and seeing how they wanted to describe what Miles was going through in just one night. Is pretty good. And it's not even Spider-Man right now. It's just him dealing with all the stuff that he's dealing with. So it's cool seeing what Miles has to go through in one night. And that ending was really nice, knowing that he's still trying to find a way for guidance through his dad, even if he can't tell him that he's Spider-Man. I like that ending. Yeah, I thought it was great. Animation top tier, story top tier. Mm-hmm. It had that shock factor for us with the anxiety parts and everything like that, and him trying to fight back. And when he's worried and he's going around the walls and the ceiling and his powers are still working, that made it so much more creepy, because he's trying to escape so hard to where he like goes up on the ceiling. Oh, that was so... I don't know why, but that attention to detail really got me with him trying to climb that wall up to the ceiling. That's so scary. That's such a scary thought to be in. I don't know. It just really makes you think. But yeah, go ahead. I'm just rambling.
No, you're good. I mean, you were the one who suggested we watch it, so I was going to give you most of the time. But I mean, here's the thing. I personally have never dealt with sleep paralysis, and thank God I haven't. I pray every night. I pray that I'm, you know, surrounded and protected, you know, by angels, obviously, like 100%. So I've never dealt with that, thankfully. I have dealt with anxiety and depression before. Those are things I have. And this short perfectly, in my personal opinion at least, described that feeling of like not being able to get away from it, and like the hyperventilating, and like it's not related to that, but it's a phobia. It's funny because Spider-Man is one of my favorite superheroes of all time, but I hate spiders. And so when it showed the part where the giant spider was after him, at first I was like, just like the attention to detail on that is awful. And then it jumped into all the small spiders, and that happened, and I felt like it was crawling over me.
Yeah.
And I hate that feeling. And so, good job to the animators for that, because, like, it immediately made me feel like I just wanted to, like, wiggle out of my chair.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, the spider, I'm not going to focus too much on, like, the crazy-eyed, like, shadow figure, because I don't deal with that, thankfully. Never going to deal with that in the name of Jesus. But the spider itself, in my opinion, was like a manifestation of anxiety.
Yep.
And the way it, like, like you were saying, it followed him up the walls, and it, like, followed him wherever he tried to go. And like, I don't know. It was like the attention to detail on how he went from the window and like started to get freaked out and like started to think and was like getting flashes of like, oh, this and that, and these people aren't happy with me and this is going on and I'm not happy with the situation. And then he like snapped out of it in like a cold sweat. And yeah, he was like, I'm gonna go lay down. I'm not down with what's going on right now. And then he goes to lay down, and it gets even worse. Like, again, as someone who dealt with some of that stuff, it's like, that's actually sometimes how it goes. I mean, and, you know, thank God I don't deal with that anymore. I don't deal with depression and anxiety anymore. But when I did, it was like out of nowhere, out of literally nowhere. I'd be having a normal night. And then it would be like one thought of like, oh, well, what about this? And then, oh, that wasn't very fun. Oh, that wasn't very good. And then it just like spirals. And you're just sitting there. And I remember sitting in my chair a couple of times. And I'm getting very vulnerable with the camera right now. I remember I would just like sit in my chair and I would just like blank stare. I would blank stare for like a solid 10 minutes. Just overthinking. That's something Jamin knows that I used to struggle heavily with, was overthinking as well. I would sit there and I would just like stare and I would like snap out of it. But as soon as I'd snap out of it, my brain would still be going. And so it's like, I couldn't get away from it. And then I would have to call someone, and Jabin was one of the ones who I called a lot of the time, and he'd be like, oh, well, this happened, and I don't know if this girl likes me anymore because this happened and this happened, but also work happened, and I just don't know if I want to be there anymore. And like, I would just with all this stuff. And I don't think either of us were in a very healthy place at that point, but we both had enough sense to be like, hey, take a breath. Okay. And so I feel like that's kind of the scene where him and his dad started walking. That's kind of what we were for each other back then. And, but it's also like the anime, animation, the animation specifically, the way it depicted, like, I don't know, feeling like you couldn't get away from it. That's very accurate to how it feels. And I mean, there are ways, logically, when you're not experiencing it, that you know you can get away from it, that you know you can change your mindset, that you know you can go do other things to make you, you know, feel happy and, you know, go hang out with friends or whatever. But when you're in it, it feels like there's no way out.
Yep.
And the way it almost seemed like his room started to shrink a little bit. I may be remembering wrong.
Definitely.
But it looked like his room was like around the spider and around him, just like backed into a corner. And so with those things happening, it's like, I don't know. I was grossed out and freaked out, but I was also like, I kind of understand. I'm glad I don't relate anymore, but I do understand. That's why, and I'm just going to throw this out there after watching that short. If anyone of you guys deals with anxiety, depression, any kind of trouble sleeping, like sleep paralysis or anything like that, please, please, please talk to someone. You feel so alone when you're in that kind of stuff. You feel so, so, so alone that you think you're the only one struggling with it. I can guarantee you that you're not. Guarantee, especially if you're anywhere from the age of like 15 to like 20 or even a little bit older. I mean, heck, it goes as older as young these days, unfortunately. But like specifically those ages I speak from experience. It feels like there's no one else around you that's dealing with it, and everyone else is perfect with the way they're living. They're not. There are times that everyone overthinks. There are times that everyone feels down on themselves. Do not keep it to yourself. Because that's one of the ways that depression and anxiety win, is if you keep it inside. So please go see someone. Call. And everyone thinks therapists are awful. They're not. They help you get through stuff and actually talk about stuff and get your emotions out, the ones that are making you feel that way. So even if it's just a best friend, just call someone and be honest. You would be surprised, and they're not going to judge you. No one's going to judge you for those things. Just be honest about what's going on, because if you're honest, then you can open up, then they can start to help you, and you can be accountable to them when you start feeling that way. That's how you heal. Accountability and opening up is how you start to heal from wounds like that. So if you start to feel that way, please, 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 please do not keep it to yourself. Anyway, I'll let you go on. I just wanted to put that PSA out there after watching that. and remembering.
No, most definitely. It's messages like these are reasons why I like going away from real life stuff, because there's like lessons that we can learn. And even though this is really relatable to a lot of people, even me, I at one point, this only happened to me once, I did have sleep paralysis. That's why I kind of felt like I had it again when the dark version of Miles pressed his chest. Hey, just to educate you on it, that's literally how it feels. You feel like you have something on your chest that kind of makes you to where you can't move your hands. And you saw like his hands went like this, like when it was on the bed, he was like, that's how it feels, where you can't move just by that thing on your chest. It feels so heavy. It's like having Mjolnir there. Like you can't move, like for no reason. And you don't know what's holding you down. And you start freaking out. That's exactly what happened. And then just falling into your anxiety like that and going down a deeper hole, that's exactly how it happens. You're stuck there, and all of a sudden you're not in your environment anymore. It's scary. So, and I like how they showed it. They weren't preaching it. They still made it interesting. Nora was like, oh shoot, what's going to happen next? To where they showed, okay, Miles has his powers, but he's powerless against this right now. What's going on? Like, this is one foe that he can't use, you know, the normal way of getting out of this. That this was a really great message that everyone can apply themselves to. This is an amazing short. Same thing as Garrett said, you're not alone. And one thing, since we're both being vulnerable, one thing that really got me in terms of getting into that rut and feeling how I was feeling back then, because this was like when I was like 16 and 17 and 18, where those 3 years were really, and I'll throw 19 in there too, but really 16 through 18 was really bad, was because of disappointment. I had a lot of disappointment getting hurled at me, to where that made me feel alone. But again, like Garrett said, you're not alone in it. There are a lot of other people that feel the same way you do in terms of like whether it be disappointment or self-loathing or, you know, any other problems that you have that, you know, that can get you to that point. Talking with someone, or, you know, maybe watching a couple videos, just, you know, trying to connect with other people through that, or, you know, just finding connections with other people really honestly did help me get through, and trying to do my best, what I thought was best for myself, and then to where I can be happy with myself, you know what I mean? So definitely, I definitely am a huge advocate for this short. The short was fantastic. A lot of people can. I hope this gets more conversations out there, because so far it has three million views in 3 days, which is really good. I wish it got some more, just so that more people can talk about it. Honestly, I want to see this all over TikTok. I want to see it on Instagram. I want to see it everywhere, just so that people can really connect with this, because this is one of those things where I feel like personally, even though it's so small and so short, you know, I feel like this can save some lives, honestly, just because of people in comments. That's usually when they feel they're most vulnerable, is when they connect with a certain project, especially like this, that is for people like that. But yeah, no, I love it. We both love it. It's extremely relatable. It gives us more depth to the characters that we love as well, because now the danger of him losing his dad is much greater for Beyond the Spider-Verse, because now we see like he was there for him like more now, to where they have a better relationship. So now we see that in jeopardy in the new movies, which is pretty great. But they did their goal very well, which was try to make something to where people can connect with and show a different side of someone you wouldn't think would have it. Because when you think of Spider-Man, you don't think of, oh my goodness, sleep paralysis or anxiety or constantly. You think of, oh shoot, how is he going to tackle this? How is he going to tackle that? J. Jonah Jameson, what's going on? So it's cool that we get to connect with a character that is grounded enough to connect in that way. Because this is kind of what Stan Lee wanted anyway, was for Spider-Man to be relatable to people, specifically for teenagers. So this short really depicted perfectly how the modern teenager would feel nowadays. So this was perfect. I loved it. This was right on the money to where what Stan Lee wanted people to connect Spider-Man with. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else I can say about it. It was just fantastic. 10 out of 10, honestly.
Yeah. No, great short. I mean, it accomplished what it was trying to. So,
yeah.
Also, if you guys want to talk and if you guys want any feedback or anything, please go to our YouTube and comment. We will absolutely respond to you. If you need to talk to anyone, we're here. Anyway, let's move on to the next subject here. So the next subject is
where depression comes.
We're going through it all.
right back into it.
So it's more disappointment. And I know that sounds like what a parent says. I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. I'm a little bit of both with this one. So as some of you probably know, there was a hacker who got into, I believe it was Sony's database. And was it Insomniac's? Was it Sony?
I think it was Sony. I don't think Insomniac was making the game.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Insomniac was making it?
It was scheduled to have the same combat as Insomniac Spider-Man.
No! Well, then that makes it worse. Okay, yeah. Continue.
So someone hacked, I believe it was Sony's database, and basically said, hey, I have all this information. I'm going to put it all out on the internet unless you pay me this sum of money. And Sony went, haha, screw you. You're not going to do that. And he said, okay. And released all of it. One of the things he released, and this series of events, I saw a comedy video on that I'll talk about in a minute, but the video that was released was concept art and a trailer, I believe, for a Spider-Verse multiplayer, I think it was a Battle Royale game.
Yeah.
So, the fact, and you could have played as any Spider-Man, just about, or Spider-Woman, or Spider-Ham. Anyway, he leaked that, and then Sony went, oh no, he actually leaked it. And like a couple weeks later, they were like, oh, he leaked it. We're going to cancel the game now since you guys know. And everyone was like, what? A Spider-Man Battle Royale, specifically Spider-Man, where you can play as any Spider-Man and you can play with friends, probably cross-platform, I would imagine.
Yes.
And it probably, from the way it looked, it was like PvPvE. So, like, there was going to be enemies in the world plus people you had to fight, like other spider people.
Definitely.
And so that combination made people be like, that looks like an amazing game. And then Sony was basically just like, yeah, we're pulling the plug. And there was that comedy video that I mentioned, and it was this guy who made a skit, and he was, you know, those people who, like, it's the same guy, but he's not wearing glasses, and in the next shot he is, and it's like me to Insomniac. Well, there was that video, and he was like, Sony, you're telling me you had this game, and he explained all of it. And he goes, and you decided not to release it because people found out about it? And they were like, yeah, that's pretty much it. And he was like, do you realize how much money you would have made?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, but the project wasn't finished. And he was like, we would have waited years. We would have waited for this. And they were like, well,
let me get people to understand, whoever's listening and watching. I don't think you guys understand how big this is for, I'm going to say for Garrett and I. Garrett and I have been waiting specifically for a Spider-Man multiplayer game somehow from Insomniac. That's why, like, I didn't know, because I heard the news. I didn't know it was Insomniac. So the fact that it was Insomniac is really irritating. Because when they announced that they were making a Spider-Man 2 game that would have Peter and Miles in it, Yared and I all of a sudden thought, like a lot of other people, hey, what if it's multiplayer and we could play together? So, and as soon as those news got smacked down, we were irritated, but we were still hyped for Spider-Man 2. And Spider-Man 2 is a fantastic game. I 100%ed it in like 3 days. It's freaking amazing, and they're still gonna add another update, which I'm really excited about, that I hope is gonna be really good. But yeah, I love it, but it still has something missing in terms of I want to partner up. Since there's two Spider-Man, I want to partner up and save New York all together. So the fact that I knew that there was gonna be a Spider-Verse game coming to where you can have other people with you makes it so much worse, because that's just money in the bank, especially with the success of these movies, of the Spider-Verse movies. Like, why wouldn't you want to ride that wave? Especially since everyone's waiting for Beyond the Spider-Verse. They're going to eat whatever is Spider right now. Like, even the short, it already has millions of views in a few days, just because people are literally scratching and itching for Beyond the Spider-Verse because of the success of Into and Across. So, I don't know.
People actually looked at it, and they came to the conclusion that the Spider-Verse Easter egg that was in Spider-Man 2 was supposed to be a lead up to that game. Because that bartender or whatever was supposed to be someone who like ushered the spider people into the same world or something like that. I heard some kind of like some rumor that that was the case.
And oh, that makes so much sense.
So the fact
you need to play the game, you need to get a PS5.
You want to help, or anyone wants to help, I'm all down for that.
Never
I'm planning a bachelor party for you. What do you want?
I'm telling you to sacrifice some of it.
Really?
Whatever. No, but that does suck, because it would have tied together. So, because in order to have that Spider-Verse scene, You need to collect these little spider thingies that are like in the air or whatever.
I watched the whole playthrough of the game, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, okay, never mind. You already know where the spiders came from. So it sucks that you do all that work for that little like Easter egg a little bit and you get nothing out of it. That kind of sucks. Now, like, knowing like that was supposed to be a whole other game, that kind of sucks now that it's not gonna happen. That now that mission feels hollow. It's just cool saying, oh, cool, Spider-Verse. Okay, it's over.
And when it was supposed to be a whole thing.
Yeah, it was supposed to be huge. Wow.
Because, like, we talked about the last episode with Marvel releasing, what was it? Marvel Legends? Marvel... What was it?
Midnight Suns?
No. The new one.
Oh, Marvel's Rivals.
Rivals, not Legends. That's a card game. But I think, anyway, no, that's Marvel Snap. Gosh.
Woo!
Anyways, Marvel, Rivals. We mentioned last episode, we talked about that for a while, but Marvel has a lineup of games and so many different genres that they have so many chances to succeed, but yet so many chances to fail. And I will say, up until now, most Marvel games have been really good. Midnight Suns, I actually heard, was a pretty decent game. You have to like that genre of games, so like XCOM 2, Enemy Unknown, stuff like that, you have to enjoy those kind of games to enjoy it. But obviously, that was a game made for those kind of fans, just in Marvel terms. Obviously, Spider-Man was amazing for mobile players. Marvel Snap is awesome. And then you have, you have multiple other games that Marvel has made that they're really good. Like, even go all the way back to Ultimate Alliance. Those games are awesome.
Well, Ultimate Alliance was crazy.
Mm-hmm. So, Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 were awesome. So, like, Marvel has a pretty great history with games. A few flops here and there, but overall, like, they got a solid track record with games.
Especially with Spider-Man games.
Yes, yes. Spider-Man has done the best, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they had Avengers, which...
But that's going into Disney territory.
Yeah, it is. But any Marvel game coming out soon is going to be Disney territory, so...
Mm-hmm.
But Marvel has always had a good track record with games. And if they are strictly focusing on games now... I have hope, because Spider-Man 1 and 2 were amazing. I will say it got leaked. Thankfully, they're not canceling it, but the Wolverine game that Insomniac is making looks incredible.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though that got leaked, I'm glad it's not being canceled. Yes. But they're releasing that. They're releasing... Wolverine. They're releasing, obviously, Rivals, which... we talked about in the last episode. Go listen to that if you want any more information.
And they're releasing a DLC for Spider-Man 2, so I think that's supposed to have a whole new villain.
I hope it's Carnage.
Added to it.
I pray that it's Carnage.
I hope it's someone big, because I literally... because what happened was I installed Spider-Man 2, beat it in 3 days, and then I uninstalled it to make room for other stuff that I wanted to play. I deleted those stuff again and reinstalled Spider-Man 2 waiting for that update now, just so that I can get it just as soon as it comes out.
Oh my gosh.
So.
But, like, if they make it a Carnage DLC, that would be amazing because of the tease they had with the side mission.
Yep.
Anyway, Marvel has an exciting roster of games coming up. It just sucks that the Spider-Verse game had to be cut from that. Because of I'm not even blaming the leaker. The leaker's stupid for stealing information and releasing it. But Sony is, dare I say, even stupider for going, Definitely. Oh, we're going to tease a game. Oh, we're going to be making a game. Oh, we have a trailer for a game. But now everyone knows about it, so we're canceling the whole thing. And it's like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That's dumb even from a business standpoint, because
production was already they were in the process of production. So they already lost a whole bunch of money because of that, too.
Yeah. And it's
they shouldn't be doing, especially if they know that they were going to release Madam Web anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're just not doing good business decisions right now.
No, they're not making good business decisions at all. And Spider-Man is their biggest property, and they are tanking it.
Yeah.
Other than obviously animation, but at this point, it's like you guys have so many chances. Like, holy, just do right by your fans, and you will do right by you'll do right by money if you do right by fans. Yeah. Because if you do right by fans, you get fans money. That's literally how that works. Gouging.
We want to spend money on cool stuff. We want to. That's what's crazy. We want to. We've been vocal saying we take our money. There are TikToks about the.
Yeah.
Take it.
There are those things where it's like, if you make cool stuff, we will spend money to make it cooler. But if you put something in front of us that has the potential to be cool, but hide it behind money walls, you're screwing yourself. Because you're asking for our money before we know if it's cool or not. Or you give us a little taste of it being cool and you want to go, hey, you want the full experience being cool? Pay us a bunch of money. Or you go, oh, this isn't a good idea anymore. We're going to not give it to you even though you want it.
That's so crappy. They lost so much money, and we missed out on such a fantastic concept.
Because that concept can't happen with anyone else except for maybe Batman. Maybe. And even then it wouldn't really work.
Right. They're trying with Suicide Squad and failing.
Yeah. So I said this in the last episode. I'm hesitantly excited for what Marvel does with their Marvel and Epic, or Disney and Epic collaboration, or whatever they're doing.
That's going to be one of the biggest collaborations of all time. Everyone's excited for that. So yeah, definitely something to see.
Yeah. So very disappointed about the Spider-Man game cancellation, because gosh, that would have been sweet. But anyway, this may be a short episode, because I think that was all we had to talk about.
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think there's any other news.
No, nothing specifically. I mean, shoot, next episode we could talk about anime. I mean,
maybe. But
if there, and it's not like we're not trying to sound like we're grasping at straws for information here, but like, we want to talk about current news, but we also want to talk about stuff we enjoy. Oh, excuse me. So, like, we will have episodes that may be a little bit shorter, because news is shorter, and there's not as much. And then we'll probably have episodes, like we did with the multiverse comments. Where we just talk about stuff we like, and we just go on and on and on and on and on and on about stuff we like. Which is very possible. But I think that will be it for this time. If you guys have any suggestions for things you want to talk about, please let us know. Like, we want to find stuff to bring up and stuff to talk about. Because we just enjoy talking, but we also want to put out episodes and stuff. So if you guys have anything, please head over to our YouTube and let us know. We want to know.
Yes. Please, please, please. YouTube is probably the best way to really get into a podcast, and if you want to like communicate, YouTube's the best way.
Yeah.
But on top of that, we do appreciate everyone listening to the audio as well on Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you listen to us. Thank you so much for listening to on top of that.
Absolutely. We see you. We do. We legitimately see you. No, but but we do see everyone listening and appreciate everything. And you know, if you share this around, that would be sweet. We enjoy everything we do here. We want to bring you guys content that you guys want to hear. And we're also going to talk about stuff that we enjoy just talking about as two dudes. But yeah, I think that's about it. I'm trying to. Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, no. You know what should be the next episode?
What?
And this is me trying to force you to finish it.
Dune.
Yes.
I knew it before you said it.
Yes. Because there was one comment I posted on Instagram, and it was, okay, what should we talk about for our podcast? And someone said, I actually got two of these, and they're not from my father, if you ask.
Wait.
I got two of them saying, you guys should talk about what's better, Dune or Star Wars.
Wait, was this on our Instagram?
No, it was on mine for fun. Oh. I was like, oh, okay, what should we talk about? And a couple people said, which one is better, Dune or Star Wars? So I want you to finish the first movie, and then if you want to, you can bootleg the second one.
Legally, completely legal.
Legally, of course. The second one. But you should watch it in theaters, because, oh my gosh.
Well, if it's still in theaters when I get out there, let's do it.
Oh no, it's going to be in theaters. Don't say that, because I'm going to take, okay, we're going. so finish the first movie. We'll talk about it, okay? We'll probably talk about it next episode and see where you think it's going to head to. And then we'll watch the second movie while you're out here. And then we'll make another segment about Dune 2. And if
then
you have
which
any questions,
one's better?
Right. And if you have any questions, I'll clean them up. And then we talk about which one is better for right now.
I'm down.
Because technically, Dune was first.
True.
Because Dune was made in the 60s. So technically, Star Wars was inspired by this.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah, no, I will have to. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to church in the morning. And then I'm going to go grab lunch for Easter. And then we'll come home, we'll sit down on my computer, and I will zone in and watch the rest of Dune.
Yes.
So that sounds like a plan for the next episode.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this time, though. Like I said, a bit shorter than most of our episodes, just because we just had a few things that we wanted to just get off our chest a little bit. One of them being the Spider-Verse video and how much that impacted us, and the other one just freaking upset we aren't Sony, which seems to be a lot of these episodes recently.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, though. We talk about stuff that we like, but a lot of the stuff that we like these days has just become infuriating. And that's not even—it's not even why we started the channel. Last year, all of this stuff was awesome. All of this stuff
literally
was great.
The only bad thing was T-Hulk. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only bad thing at that point.
Yeah, and we bagged on it a little bit. And so, but everything else was like, oh, this is sweet. Now we're like a year into it, and it's like, what's good?
Right, not for real. What's good now?
Yeah, so we're not trying to grasp at straws, but gosh, if you guys have anything fun to talk about, please interject it.
I'm now on the Timothy Chalamet Dune train right now. That's why I'm so heavy on that, because that's the only good thing out right now. So
that's something we're gonna have to check out, I'm gonna have to check out. But anyway. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see all of you in the next one. Bye, guys.
See you guys.